It's an ambitious environmental restoration project that could become a model for others like it. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will award $646,000 to the Kohala Center on Hawaii Island to help maintain and restore the Kauai High watershed within the West Hawaii Habitat Focus Area. Beth Ann Kosovich spoke to the Kohala Center's Chief Operating Officer, Annalisa Okoye, about what the project can mean.
You've just been the recipient, or will very soon be the recipient, of an award of over $600,000, which has been characterized as being given for environmental restoration and maintenance. What programs will actually benefit from the money that you're receiving from the Senate Appropriations Committee?
The Kohala Center is a community-based nonprofit for research, education, and conservation. And what we do is we take research and ancestral knowledge and turn it into action so that communities in Hawaii and beyond can benefit ecologically, economically, socially, and culturally. And we have three main areas of interest, which include food self-reliance, energy self-reliance, and ecosystem health. And under our ecosystem health programs, we run the Kohala Watershed Partnership Program. And so that is the core program that will be implementing the project that's been funded by this NOAA grant that we've received.
In the Kauai High watershed, where exactly does that start, and what exactly will the money do to be able to continue the work?
Sure. So this is the Kauai High 1 watershed, which borders the Pelikane Bay watershed. And it encompasses 8,500 acres. This is in West Hawaii in Kohala. And this is part of what's been designated a NOAA West Hawaii Habitat Blueprint Focus Area. And NOAA has designated this area because of various threats. Main threats right now are sedimentation of the coral reef from erosion and runoff from that watershed. And so what's happened is that the presence of feral ungulates, primarily goats, as well as some overgrazing at times by cattle and the presence of non-native invasive plant species has created an environment on that watershed where the soil has been destabilized because there's not enough vegetation there and not enough of the right native vegetation there to stabilize the soil. And so when you look at the gradient of the land and the fact that over the past few years, we've been experiencing these more intense storm events. When that happens, you have a significant amount of sediment that runs off of Kohala Mountain through that watershed and enters the ocean, and it threatens the coral reef. And as a consequence, all of the marine life that relies on that coral reef to survive.
Right, from the mountains to the sea. As you look, though, at a solution for some of that, fencing, it seems as if that's not going to help water running off.
Right. So this project has a number of deliverables that have been shown in our experience to effectively address erosion and sedimentation and lead to improved coral reef health over time. So we've actually implemented all of the deliverables I'm about to go through now during our Pelikane Bay Watershed Project that ran several years ago and had been studied by the University of Hawaii and shown that these watershed remediation activities do in fact help contribute to coral reef stabilization. So this project, we're going to be enclosing the 8,500-acre watershed in 12 miles of fence.
Will you also be putting in then more trees and shrubs that will be holding down that more loose land and soil, or what do you have in mind for it?
So after the fence is complete, we're going to be removing the feral ungulates from the unit. And those goats are one of the primary pressures on vegetation.
And what will you do with those goats?
The project is a three-year project. We're going to spend the first 2 years building the fence. And during that two-year period, we're going to be reaching out to our community partners and the community in general to try to find productive uses of these goats. And so some of the ideas on the table are partnering with the local community. This at the base of this watershed is the Honokoa DHHL Kailapa community. And so we'll be partnering with that community to see if they have ideas for productive uses of these goats. There's a local pet food company that has shown interest in utilizing these goats. And there's also a mobile slaughter unit on island. And so we'll be reaching out to them.
So in some ways, it sounds as if these goats are going to wind up as food maybe food for pets, maybe food for other folks, but that they're going to be slaughtered.
Oh, yes, yeah. We don't have a place, another place on island for the goats to go. So our hope is to be able to find a productive use for them. And that's a complex process. So it'll take quite a bit of effort to coordinate all of that.
Are you getting any people pushing back to the idea of having roughly 1,000 goats that are going to be, you know, as you put it, used productively?
Not that I know of. I don't know how many people are really aware of the pressures that these goats place on our natural ecosystem. And so part of our mission as an organization is to educate the public and do outreach so that people can kind of understand how dynamic our ecosystem is and how one thing affects the other. So, you know, we're happy to take questions and reach out to folks and explain, you know, why we're doing this work and why NOAA is supportive of these remediation efforts.
I ask you because every time we have an issue like this that comes up and the idea of having to remove an ungulate, and that usually will mean destruction of that ungulate population, we get a lot of calls from people who are upset about that. And I'm just curious because you haven't seemingly gotten a lot of those.
You know, this program's been running for quite some time. And so it's possible in the past that we have. And this is a very new project that's starting up right now. So, you know, we're prepared to have conversations and a dialogue as much as we possibly can.
So after they're gone and you replace them with native trees and shrubs, what about any sort of, you know, capture dams so that you don't have runoff that may still be happening given the fact that these trees and shrubs, you're going to need some time to develop and to, put down their roots and hold the soil?
Exactly. So we will be constructing 20 sediment check dams, which are a land-based solution to help collect sediment in the event of a storm event. And so, you know, that is going to be sort of an initial measure to address runoff as the landscape returns and is able to stabilize the soil through vegetation.
Annalisa, what kind of time frame are you looking at to be able to look at it and nod and say, okay, this is done. We've now made sure that we don't have the runoff and we've been able to protect this watershed.
Well, this project is a 3-year project, and that's the anticipated timeline for how long it's going to take for us to complete our specific deliverables. But, you know, there are going to be long-term impacts of this project. And so over time, you know, for many years into the future, we hope to be able to, you know, secure enough funding to maintain the fence, to continue supporting revegetation efforts. And, you know, over time, we should see improvements in coral reef health. Hopefully, you know, part of why NOAA supported this project is because of the increased marine habitat that can support endangered species like the Hawaiian monk seal and green sea turtle. So 3 years for the specific project, but we expect the impacts to be quite, you know, some long-term impacts.
Along with some hope that you're not going to get any more invasives that begin to undo a lot of what you're trying to accomplish now.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for your interest in this project. We really appreciate it.
Annalisa Okoye is the Kohala Center's Chief Operating Officer. The center is an independent community-based center for research, conservation, and education with 3 main areas of interest: food self-reliance, energy self-reliance, and ecosystem health.